Hey guys, it's Stephen Iss and it's Wednesday the 14th of December. In an effort to do more audio recordings, obviously I'm back again and it's midway through the week, so I thought I'd say hello. Today at work's been a bit crazy because it was our secret Santa stroke buffet day. It was the last day everyone was in the office before Christmas, so we thought we'd have like a little get together and obviously do secret Santa. And yeah, I'm rubbish at getting presents for anybody normally, let alone someone I've only just met sort of 4 months ago. So obviously I knew who I was getting it for a few weeks ago and I had no idea what to get or what to buy or what they like or, you know, what she drank and stuff like that. So I think I mentioned a few weeks ago on my blog that I asked Twitter what to get, and obviously I was told that the gift set from Lush, especially designed for Secret Santa, was probably the best way to go. I know that makes him a bit sort of lazy because it's sort of pre-designed, pre-packaged and wrapped, and it's pretty easy and pretty straightforward. But that said, at least I did get something. So today, everyone got their presents, including the woman I got her present, and obviously she unwrapped it and she looked fairly happy. I didn't want to sort of look at her too much or ask her any questions because then she'd guess it was me. So I think it went out quite well, and I'm pretty satisfied that it was okay. But, you know, it's difficult to say sometimes. So that was good. What I got, though, was pretty cool. It was one of these slingshot flying screaming monkeys. You basically put its two fingers over your fingers and pull it back like a catapult, and you then let it go. And it then shoots across the office and sort of makes a monkey sound at the same time, which is pretty funny, actually. And it basically caused some chaos and destruction in the office this afternoon. Literally everyone was flying it around for about an hour and a half, and yeah, eventually it caused a bit of chaos and knocked some things over, and yeah, we then got told off by some of the women in the office, but it was fun, and I can see it being fun over the next few days as well, so that's cool. I don't know who got it for me, but whoever it was, then it was a good choice. Thanks very much. You never know, I might find out eventually who got it for me if I work on it, you know, with little detective skills. Just to see, I've got an idea who got it for me, but I can't confirm that yet, so I don't know. Apart from that, there's a ton of food, and way too much food. There's still going to be food left tomorrow, so at this rate I'm going to put on about 10 stone this Christmas, which is not good. But yeah, it was nice. Obviously we kept working at the same time because we have to multitask, you know, so that was cool. On Friday, we've got obviously the main meal out, so looking forward to that. So again, more food. There's about 29 of us going, I think, so it's going to be pretty chaotic, and I'm really looking forward to it, actually. I've not seen everyone from work in sort of a social way before, so it'll be quite interesting, I think. Obviously, I'll be working hard to behave myself because I don't want to sort of get into a state and regret it on Monday because I have to go back to work, obviously. But I think I'll be pretty good. I'm not too worried, to be honest. But we'll see how it goes. So yeah, it's you know, getting closer and closer to Christmas. I have written a couple of Christmas cards now, some for some people on Twitter, but I've not posted them yet. I need to post them. However, one of my long-term friends on Twitter, Cass_Fryer, sort of, it's a bit, don't want to really say, but been having a bit of a hard time lately. I don't think she'll mind me saying that. So I sent her an early Christmas present just to cheer her up, and that arrived today. So I think it did the job. Obviously you have to ask her, but yeah, it looks like she's happy, so that's good. I like doing stuff like that, you know, and I know this sounds like really, I'm not really sure what the right word is, but like stereotypical kind of, but like I prefer making other people happy at Christmas rather than me getting stuff, just because, you know, that's what it's all about. It's all about making others happy and doing whatever you can, and if like a really good friend's down, then you can do something about it, you know. Then I think you should. And I know that sounds a bit, you know, oh, look at you trying to be all good and everything. It's not that at all. It's just that I don't like seeing my friends sad, any of my friends sad. It's just not cool. So whatever it takes, really. I shouldn't say that. I'll get an influx of requests. Oh, Steve, can you get me this? Can you buy me that? Can we do this? Can we do that? Yeah, okay, whatever. But obviously, you know, if it's genuine, then, you know, I'll see what I can do. But don't, you know, don't email me lots of stupid requests. So, yeah, I think I've got all my shopping now. Again, I haven't done any wrapping at all. If anyone wants to offer to wrap my presents, then that is fine with me. Because most of it will probably just go in a gift bag. because gift bags are easy and men prefer gift bags. So yeah, we'll see really. Not really sure exactly what I'm doing Christmas week yet. Obviously I'm not working, so we'll see. Just normally have a like, quiet Christmas at home. Friends, family, that's pretty much it. Lots of food, too much food. I keep talking about food today. Am I a little bit food obsessed? Maybe. So yeah, I can't wait actually. So obviously I had a day off on Friday and it's like that was good, but I've got more time off over Christmas, so I can't wait just to chill out a bit. It should be good fun. Lots of stuff to catch up on, lots of friends to see, lots of things to do, good times, and next year is looking really, really good, so I'm looking forward to it. Lots of stuff going on, about a million weddings to go to, not a million but a few. So yeah, it's all good. Anyway, I don't want to bore you too much longer. I'll probably be back on audio at some point soon, and I'll catch you all later, guys. Bye.